Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's got to be good to get that first round specialist start the series.
Yeah, I mean, you want to start, you know, obviously we had a bad start last year. And so we also know the other side of it, that one game doesn't mean anything. But it was a good start. Good start to the series, good start to the game. Obviously a strong first period, which was great to see.
How awesome is it that it's Wahlberg and Oslin, two young kids that weren't here a month ago getting the first goals in the playoffs?
Yeah, I said the guys after we're going to put the Trey Kroner, the Swedish crown jersey on. We are Team Sweden tonight. So, really good play by Wally. That started with Mershy, our captain, had a great hit, forced the turnover. And then we play best when we're playing fast and direct. And Prowsey made a really good play to Wahlberg. And then Wally's, you know, just the skill, but also the nerve to take that to the back post. There's always potential risk taking pucks to the back post because you're vulnerable. I thought that was an excellent goal.
Especially because, I mean, he's coming off a game where he got, you know, hit pretty hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, Wally and Osti, they're getting more accustomed, I think, every day in practice, every game, at the lack of time and space and the physicality. And they're both talented, smart young players, and they're just making adjustments, you know, on the fly right now.
What element do they offer you? I mean, you guys got on a tear without them. Now they're getting more comfortable probably by the day, and I mean, you still have to fire. What do they offer you?
Well, you know, I think they number one, they're both very talented players. So there's a reason they got drafted where they are drafted. But they're young. And as young as we are, that made us a lot younger, right? And so, that's where you lean more on Yopst and Mersch and Byro and guys like that, some of the guys that have some experience in our lineup right now. But they offer us talent. They offer us competitiveness. They're both very, very competitive players. They're not as physically ready to be physically demanding players right now. But I thought Wahlberg has really embraced the physicality in North America. I thought he had a great back check in the second period where he put one of their guys into our bench. So they're both doing a really good job right now.
It only took you 2:22 to get the game winner after they had scored. What helped you get the momentum back to get that?
It was a good shift. Cooley's line was on for a couple against, really had no fault of their own. Just, you know, it happens a little bit. So I think they had a little burr in their saddle that they wanted to go get one back. Zach Metza is such an important player for us. And he had the misplay to give them the tying goal, where he got stripped by Bellerive. I think he was a little surprised at how strong Bellerive's old man strength, and Mats is a rookie. And he was surprised. I think most guys, he would have won that stick battle. And he was surprised at the strength of Bellerive, and then they went to 2-on-1, tie the game. But there's a reason Mats was a captain of a national championship team. I had a real hunch that his next shift, he was going to be a stud. He jumped into the rush. He had one chance on that rush play. And then he made the delivery to Roseanne. And obviously good for Rosie to be in a hard area of the ice to be able to score that goal.
In a first where high-quality shots hard to come by, how big is it to punch in on the man-ups like Oslin did?
Yeah, that was huge. I think that was our only one, if I remember correctly. I think we only had one power play. So to convert on that was massive. And that's the funny thing about power play. That was a very poor power play. And it was about a minute and 45 or 50 of extremely poor play. And then we win one puck battle, and Rusek makes one elite pass, and it's in the back of the net. So, and sometimes that's the way the special teams work.
There's a lot of poison in Austin's offensive game, and just throughout this game, just making plays, taking hits, and getting through everything, and just trying to keep the play going.
He's not intimidated by physicality at all. He has to get used to the lack of time and space in North America. I think one thing, he's already made the adjustment. He and I talked after game one. In North America, you have to take in more information before you get the puck than you do in Europe. In Europe, you can get the puck and slow it down and kind of navigate your way through or back because it's a little more soccer-like. Where in North America, you need to scan and take in pre-information before you get the puck, because a lot of times once you get it, your time is eliminated. He's smart enough, and he's already making that adjustment. You saw that tonight. So that allows him to find those plays. And at heart, he's a center. You know, so he's a natural playmaking center. That's a lot to ask just coming over to North America. And our centers are pretty good right now. So that's why we slotted them on the wing. But you can see those center tendencies in those moments.
I know we've talked before. Mature wing at times, blowing a two-goal lead, but then having the poise, composure, not to get rattled when things were kind of teetering there?
Yeah, I'd say really mature third from that response. And even the 5-on-6, obviously Devin had one spectacular save. But for the most of the 2.5 minutes, we did a really good job defending the interior and being calm in that moment. I thought our second was a little immature. Second periods, your immaturity or your poor decisions get multiplied because the long change. And we had some plays where our forwards, need to get pucks below the goal line, maybe tried to make a play, then we get stuck out there, then D gets stuck out there for a double shift, and then they start, that's why they started playing downhill on us in the second period. So that's something that, we're going to have to learn from to make our second period a little bit easier than it was tonight.
What did you think of Devin overall? I mean, maybe when he wants back, but it seemed like he settled in and made a lot of strong saves in the first 40 minutes. Then at the end there, he was, maybe two clutch saves.
He was excellent. And the beauty is that he gave up a bad goal and it didn't faze him. That's what's so impressive, being a young rookie goaltender in his first playoff games. And the save he made at the end, that's his competitiveness and his talent, and that's there. That's always there. The composure to not be shook at all after giving up a squeaker is probably more impressive in his first playoff game.
Back in this playoff atmosphere for the first time in over a year, what was it like to be back in this environment?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, as a coach, as an athlete, you just live for these moments. I mean, this is what you fight for all year. This is why our guys spend so much time in the summer training alone or, whatever it is. This is why the guys practice so hard, why they spend so much time in the shooting room and the weight room to earn moments like this where you're playing one of your most hated rivals in huge crowds in big moments. And for any competitor, this is what you live for.
Getting the first win in a series, obviously anything can happen in the length of the series. We saw it last year with Syracuse, but what's the importance level of getting the first win here?
Depends what we do in game two. I'm a huge believer that momentum is only as important as your next shift or your next period or even your next practice. So that's going to be important, and we talked about in the locker room. Teams that win in the playoffs and go on runs, they get better throughout the playoffs. Like, we got way better last year. We were not good in games 1 and 2 against Syracuse. We're a way better team by games 4, 5, and 6 against Hershey a couple series later. So we have to have the maturity and the calmness and the presence of mind to come to the rink tomorrow with the mindset that we have to get better. We have to learn from some of the mistakes, some of the tactical adjustments we'll make, and then apply those so we can be a better team on Sunday than we were tonight.
Going off that, what about this team proves it to you that you think they'll be able to do that throughout the series?
The way they've been all year, you know, how poor we were at the start of the year, especially defensively, and then how good we became at the end of the year. So they've already proven that to themselves throughout the season and to me. But it is another animal in the playoffs. There's more pressure, there's more intensity, all those things. And so you just have to keep your mind clear to be able to make the adjustments and the learning curve necessary when we show up the rink tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.